This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we are launching here at Hour 3. You dial in about anything. Otherwise, we'll talk about things interesting to us. We are talking briefly about the idea of secession in the last hour. We are talking about the Free State Project. And Mark, you and I are both Free State Project members. Nick, you actually are a member, correct? You just didn't have to move anywhere because you live in New Hampshire.
I'm not a member. No.
You're not. Who is that? Somebody is. One of our co-hosts.
Nick wasn't old enough to even consider signing up for it before.
That's what kept me out. I considered it, actually, but it was strongly discouraged that if you're under 18, you sign up. I think I was 15 at the time. How many years? It's been 5 years?
2001 is when it came out.
2001.
15 sounds right to me.
Yeah, something about there.
So here we are now. We were talking about the Free State Project secession, and I mentioned that we've got a lot of great liberty media here in New Hampshire, and one of those great sources is the New Hampshire Free Press, put out by a couple of really awesome civil disobedience activists, Russell and Kat Canning. And they do this as a labor of love, the New Hampshire Free Press.
Yeah, they don't do it for the money.
They are not making a dime off of this, but it's still a great newspaper, and they distribute over 5,000 copies, or around 5,000 copies, every single issue to across New Hampshire. So they really do a great job with it, there was a recent article in the most recent edition that I thought was so great, I thought it needed to be shared on the air. It's by the publisher himself, Russell Canning, who I happen to be a fan of. I like Russell. He says this: "The 400-plus men and women that meet in the New Hampshire State House this time of year are discussing whether or not New Hampshire should remain a part of the U.S. no matter what the feds do. A handful of reps decided to put forth a bill, HCR 6, that proposes that if the government in Washington, D.C. decides to implement measures like mandatory national service, which seems like it's inevitable, well, then at that point, New Hampshire will leave the Union. And Canning says, that seems pretty reasonable to me. Upon entering the United States, New Hampshire, like the majority of other states, left themselves room to voluntarily leave the arrangement. And this bill is patterned after similar resolutions and declarations penned by Thomas Jefferson. So I'm asking you, would you prefer to stand with or against the current incarnation of the U.S. federal government? It's a simple question. To me, the current administration seems bent on repeating the New Deal, Vietnam War, Great Society, and most planks of the Communist Manifesto. That is probably why Republicans in New Hampshire want out and are explaining themselves on Fox News on a weekly basis. The last administration took us on a wild journey of fascism, including starting an endless war, giving money to their buddies, and printing dollars based on 9/11 changing everything. That's probably why Democrats called for ending the war and voters ousted the Republicans from senator down to dog catcher in New Hampshire.
However, the Democrats in Washington that are newly in there, have they gotten us out of Iraq?
Nope, of course not.
Nope, they put more troops in. They have a surge going on.
Since I don't want to be part of the never-ending killing of Arabs and stealing from and intimidating Americans, I have chosen to not pay federal taxes whenever and wherever possible. I also really like the idea of New Hampshire peaceably leaving the empire. Many people are unwilling to do either. I believe this is mostly based in fear." And I happen to agree completely. It's fear that is crippling this movement. And it's fear that is one of the things that will be overcome as more of us get together. And I think that's one of the most important parts about what's happening with the Free State Project, is that concentration of activists is breaking down some walls, I think, in people's minds, the fear that people have of what the government might do to them if they get too active or too noticeable or whatever, what the government might do. You know, they might drop a bomb, they might roll in tanks, they might abduct you in the middle of the night, they might this, they might that. We know they're violent. We know they're dangerous, and they know that we're afraid. But if that changes, if the fear starts to melt away, and it begins to be replaced bit by bit with courage, well, that's when everything changes. Because as soon as activists stop being afraid of what the consequences might be and start doing what's right more often, instead of just cowering in fear and hiding behind their political candidates or whatever political processes they've been involved with, then all of the rules change. the whole game changes. And so that's I absolutely agree. I think fear is crippling this movement. I think the Free State Project will help overcome that.
That's another point that people bring up as a reason they don't want to move to New Hampshire is the idea about whether you would just be making yourself a target.
Rolling in tanks.
And my answer would be absolutely you're making yourself more of a target. If you're going to be effective at all as an activist trying to roll back the state, you're going to become a target for them. And there's no way to get rid of the state without putting yourself on their radar screen.
Absolutely.
Regardless of where you are.
Right. This is an organization with the monopoly privilege on violence. You don't think that there's at least some risk? I don't know what the risk is. I don't believe that there's guys with sunglasses with a sniper rifle trained on me from every building around. I don't believe that. But is it possible that they've bugged some places or some cars or something around here? Could be. Are they keeping watch on us? Well, we know that they're watching the message boards and
sure
stuff like that. I don't imagine they're going to roll tanks into a state of 1.3 million, but
they could do that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that you're somehow safe because you're a libertarian activist in whether it's with Wisconsin or Texas or Florida, wherever you happen to be, it's just not true. I mean, the fact that you're geographically concentrated, I'm not sure that that gives the government an advantage if they start to round you up. That you're trying to round up well-armed people. If they think they're getting rounded up to go off to the concentration camps or something, if they're all in one place, that's actually a bad deal for the government. But if you're out somewhere in, say, Florida or Wisconsin, all by yourself, or maybe you've got a couple of buddies that live nearby who share your views,
if you were effective in some way.
Right. You're going to be rounded up without much of a fight, and you're probably going to be too scared to do anything, and the government's not going to be particularly concerned about the backlash. So I think concentrating yourself does make you more of a target, but it makes you a less practical target for them to act on.
Well, yeah, and you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to put on the line for freedom? If what you're willing to put on the line is nothing at all and just every 4 years run a candidate, and of course you can even be targeted for running candidates, so don't give yourself any illusions whatsoever. If you're running a candidate that the establishment considers a viable threat, then they're going to all of a sudden come into your place of business, and they're going to find violations of the health code or whatever. They could very easily target you even for participating in the political process. So you have to think about how much you want to put at risk in order to achieve liberty in your lifetime. And if what you want to risk is little to nothing, then what is your return going to be? It's going to be very little to nothing. And that's what we've been getting. So I think the people that are moving here understand that there are risks involved. But what they also understand is that if they stay where they are, then you can look at the trend and you can look at the pattern. And the reality is the government gets bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive year after year after year, regardless of how many candidates and how successful the Libertarian Party is at doing its thing. The government keeps getting bigger. So if you stay where you are and you keep doing what you're doing, sure, you can hope for something to break and to change and all of a sudden happen to, you know, have Florida turn into the magical land of liberty. But based on past experience, that's not very likely to occur.
And quit annoying me with your fantasies.
What is likely to occur is that the government will continue to grow, and you will continue to pay more taxes, you will continue to obey more regulations, you will continue to bow down for more absurdities, and you'll be able to speak out about it. You know, you can talk about it. You have the freedom to speak out in this country.
That's been going well.
Right, at least at this time you do. Although we know that in Florida they recently arrested that cameraman across the street from the Miami High School, and there have been several instances of the press being harassed and arrested around the country. So for now you can speak out about it, but eventually, who knows? Eventually we know the government will get more depraved and more violent and more dangerous and more expensive. So you're risking that. I mean, it's not even really a risk. It's like it's an inevitability. Because it's not turning around.
Well,
it's not even looking like it's going
to
turn around.
It could be that the federal government borrows so much money and devaluates its currency to the point that, since there are regional governments called states around, that it just sort of dissolves and doesn't go through very violent death throes, and then the states kind of create these regional countries and confederacy sort of situation. It could
be. That's no better. Not really that much. I mean, I don't want the feds around. I'd rather have the, regional Florida, Georgia, Alabama government than the feds. But that's not to say that the Florida, Alabama, Georgia government won't be more tyrannical than the feds. Who knows?
I'm just saying it's a hope that one might have if one
that's
thinks
all it is,
it's just too cold in New Hampshire.
That's all it is. It's just hope. It's a hope off in the distance somewhere. So is it really that risky to get together with other liberty-loving people and get active? No, because you're guaranteed tyranny otherwise. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The second Great Depression began on February the 1st of this year. We expect the Dow over the next few years to go to 3,800 to 4,200 if we are lucky. If we replicate what happened in the Great Depression, the Dow will go to 1,260 to 1,450 and 89% retracement.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The never-ending story of desperate times has our government, in behalf of American taxpayers this past week, throwing another $30 billion lifeline to American International Group, the beleaguered insurance giant and CIA front and money laundering operation that cost $62 billion in just the fourth quarter alone.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours are free, including the archives. That's an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. All free for you at freetalklive.com. Coming up, starting tomorrow,
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway, but the party begins tomorrow. The Mobile 1 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open tomorrow for 4 days of action, culminating with a big 12-hour classic on Saturday, the 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. It's not too late. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. SebringRaceway.com. So continuing here, we've got a story from Russell Canning at the New Hampshire Free Press. Great liberty-oriented newspaper published by a couple of, I don't know, would they call themselves voluntarists? Would Russell call himself a voluntarist?
I don't know.
He's not here to answer the question, but they're great folks. And Russell's writing an article about, well, what side do you stand on? Do you stand with or against the federal government? And Russell points out that the federal thugs are very good at intimidating people. Because earlier he pointed out that that people are afraid to do anything.
Well, and humans are very good at convincing themselves that they want what they have in the way of government and their life and things like that. So often people who are afraid will say, well, it's good, it's the best, it's
best country in the world.
You know, those things like that to convince themselves. But you know, really what it is it's just the status quo and not wanting to do anything and not wanting to stick one's head up.
Well, it feels more comfortable to say it's the best. I mean, if the status quo kind of sucks, but it's a better suckage than the rest of the world, then you can tell yourself that it's, you know, hey, this is the best. This is the best thing. Hey, it doesn't get better than this around the world. We should feel happy and good about this.
And people tend to want to at least be reassured and feel like they are living in the best possible scenario, even if they're not. I think people are just as opposed to thinking positively.
Freer states than others, too. New Hampshire's the top of the list as far as free states. There was just one that came out recently, a little poll came out recently, but apparently, I think it's South Dakota, New Hampshire, and some other state are the freest ones out there. And, so to say that you live in the freest country, well, maybe you do. You don't, actually. But because all you have to do is go looking around the internet, and you'll find out that likely Ireland's freer and Hong Kong. There's other places that are more free than the United States. So that statement's
certainly
true.
Economically,
but you don't live in the freest state, likely.
No, not likely.
Yeah, unless you're listening from New Hampshire. So, freedom doesn't probably not that important to you. And I'd like to bring up something that I've been thinking
about.
And that's
okay.
And I haven't got it really nailed down. So don't expect me to come up with this huge, this crystallized thing for you to think about. But as far as people moving, people don't move, won't pick up and move for good reasons.
There's a job. People usually move for jobs.
People move for jobs, and sometimes they'll move for love. But they won't move for much else. Think about black people in the rural South. Black people in, you pick your state, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, there's Georgia. It depends on where. But post-Civil War, they could have gone anywhere they wanted to, and many of them did. You know, they went to Chicago. They went up, Detroit. They went where the jobs were, some of them did, but probably a majority of them, I would say, stayed where they were.
It's easy to stay.
And they just lived with it. They still, more than 100 years later, are treated, they live, in worse economic conditions, and they are treated like second-class citizens in these places. However, they still won't move. So it just goes to show that the human animal likes the status quo more than he likes, something good.
We know people don't like change.
Yeah.
They resist it at every turn.
So I don't know where I'm going with it, but it just goes to show that people don't move.
Well, you're drawing a comparison between the black people in the South after the Civil War and how they're still staying down there and being abused by the system because the man is still in charge for the most part. And you're comparing them to these supposed liberty-minded people that they want to have freedom, but they don't want it bad enough to actually pick up their lives and move. Of course, we're accepting, those of you who are taking care of a sick grandmother. And I think there are some people that have some real good reasons to stay where they are.
I'm not saying that there's no reason to stay where you are. However,
but it's easy to stay there.
The reason that you're staying is something that's more important to you than liberty.
And that's okay, right? I mean, that's right. Okay. It's all right to stay where you are because you love your girlfriend or you love your husband or, you know, your job is the best job you could ever possibly imagine having, or you need to take care of grandma, or you just love the weather. It's okay to do all of those things. And I know that we get heat when we talk about this kind of stuff sometimes. Right?
People, you guys feel, are being mean.
People feel the conviction. They do. Yeah. They hear us saying things like, well, you're not good enough. And I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm just saying you don't value liberty enough.
Right. You're good enough to run your own life. Right. You're good enough to run your own life, and that's what you're doing. And you're doing a great job of it. You should continue doing whatever it is that makes you feel good. And if what makes you feel good is to stay right where you are, doing right what you're doing, then great. Keep at it. But if what you want is to be free, then I'm telling you, your best opportunity is here in New Hampshire. And I challenge anyone else to deny it. At 800-259-9231. So Canning points out that they jail and they abuse tax resisters, and they're happy, talking about the feds, they're happy to remind you what they did to the last group that seceded from their indivisible union. So, do you support the federal government with your time, money, or relative quiet obedience? Do you agree with their missions and methods, or are you just afraid of what they might do to you? What will guide your actions? Jesus Christ instructed his followers to love others, including their enemies. And Russell, by the way, is a very devoted Christian and one of the great Christians who is not someone who is out there trying to shove it down people's throats. He'll tell you about it if you ask him.
Yep.
I love Russell. I love hanging out with him.
You know, he's a perfect example of somebody who leads with their life.
He's a real Christian.
He's a humble man who makes, you know, you would think he was a loudmouth, and he does like to talk and that kind of thing. But he's, you know, I worked with Russell every day for a couple of months, and I was struck by his humility. That's what I was struck by.
He says, how can I support the abuse or killing of foreigners? He also said hating your brother was equivalent to murder. So how can I hate and kill the thugs that run and work for the evil feds? Christ also told us not to worry about tomorrow and where our food, shelter, and clothing would come from. So it makes sense for me to take steps to not cooperate with the gang that calls itself the U.S. government and encourage its members to quit, even though it might look scary to buck the system. Mahatma Gandhi said, power is of two kinds. One is obtained by the fear of punishment, and the other by acts of love. Power based on love is 1,000 times more effective and permanent than the one derived from fear of punishment. So Russell says, well, which power will compel you? The state of New Hampshire will not be willing to stand up to the feds. They're motivated by fear and money. But are you willing to walk a path that leads away from the empire and its slavery and towards helping others? Each step doesn't have to be large, just in the right direction. And I think that ties in a great article over at NewHampshireFreePress.com. I think that ties into something that I've been saying for a little while on this show, and that is that when we talk about things like civil disobedience...
This is a poignant article. It agrees with what I say.
When we talk about civil disobedience, talk about taking baby steps. Nobody should jump into this 100%. You don't need to jump into the deep end of the pool. Just practice saying no to the government people on little things. Practice saying no. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm not going to obey. I'm not going to pay. And you'll be surprised what happens. You'll be surprised who you influence. You'll be surprised who follows your lead. 1-800-259-9231, your comments about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and you bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free, including the bulletin board system. Got over 400,000 posts there. In fact, I think it's over 450,000 at this point. Over at bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive. bbs.freetalklive.com.
You know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative, and it's guaranteed. You can sign up today for a free account at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure.
And as we go to your phone call, Steve is on the line in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian, Nick, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind, Steve?
You know, you're talking about the black people and some moved to Chicago, Detroit, New Jersey.
Yeah.
From the South. But, you know, I was thinking, I've been to public schools. I've been intertwined with black people all my life. Actually living with a girlfriend for over 6 years. And the thing that I found is that extended families are a mindset not only for blacks, they are for whites as well. And it means a lot for a family to be close and the grandkids, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, so on and so forth. And back in the 50s, you know, that in that era, I believe that there was the mother stayed at home, the father went to work. But then you ended up with a nuclear family later on in life where both parents had to work just to afford an income to keep the family and the house, the mortgage paid. So, you know, I understand your point about, you know, if you want to be free, then, you know, you need to just go somewhere where you can actually be free. And the people, what you're saying, are settling. And I believe you're absolutely correct. They are settling. But I think they're comfortable with it because...
Sure they are.
They have the love and the care of their family, their extended family, and... You know, the thing is, I don't know.
So do the people in Cuba. Just to be clear, I mean, you know, there came down an order in the early to mid 90s from the Cuban government to eat eggshells in order to increase calcium in your diet because you know things weren't going so well with the distribution of food there. So those people have the solace of their family.
Well, I don't think there's any eggshell eating in the South.
I'm not saying there was at one point. I mean, certainly black people have lived in you know worse economic conditions. You know, Robert Wicks, who works for the show, said that he had family that still had an outhouse when he was young.
That was the way they used
the bathroom. I mean, he's my age.
My girlfriend's only 7 years older than me, so she's 51, and she had an outhouse. And she lived with her grandmother.
I think that taking a crap in the hole in the ground out in the yard is somehow on par with eating eggshells in order to get calcium. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I see it.
What's your critique here?
I'm just saying that people making these compromises for family, they don't have much. You know, maybe they have the love of their family, but you know that's it. They're compromising a lot for that love.
Well, I mean, don't you compromise what you do for your children?
I compromise all kinds of things. Life is a compromise.
Well, that's true.
However, I don't eat eggshells for calcium, and I don't crap in the yard.
We're just talking about a difference of degrees here. And what you're saying, what I'm hearing you say, Steve, is that there are some people who are so dedicated to their family that they're willing to put up with some conditions that they otherwise could avoid by simply moving out of them. And there's no doubt that that's true.
I'm out. We have to compromise. You have to compromise in the state of New Hampshire. You know that.
Yep, sure. Yep.
I mean, we all have to make compromises in life. I mean, that's just part of being alive.
I agree. I have no problem with it. As I say, I support you, man. If what you want is to spend your life with your family where they are, that's great. I say more power to you. I'm somebody who subscribes to the kind of the Harry Brown view on things, and that is that, you know, you should do whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that's best for your life, and if that means that you need to cut ties with your family, then you need to do that. But if what you want, if your priority is your family, and that's so important to you, then stick with them. But Harry points out that the family can be a trap for people, that they've been raised in this mindset, and it happens all over this country, that people are raised with this mindset that family is just so much more important than everyone else. For whatever reason, these random strangers that you were born into, you happen to be born into a group of random strangers that might have similar DNA codings as you, but otherwise may not have anything whatsoever to do with it, as far as being in agreement with you. Some family members are at each other's throats. So just because that you're a family member with them shouldn't mean that you give them any extra attention or care than you would any other of your close friends or your associates.
Right. Good people are good people, whether you're related to them or not.
Exactly. So,
you know what? You know, absolutely, you have a very, very good point. And I mean, it's opened my eyes because now I'm thinking about it. It's like, well, you have a good point. I mean, it could be a trap. At the same time, these people cared for you, so isn't there some sort of balance reciprocity?
There is not. Your mom and your dad had you to satisfy themselves,
and you don't owe them anything. That's why I had Jack, and having Jack as a baby, you know, right now at 1 year old, is payment enough for feeding and taking care of Jack? That's what I wanted. So I don't think you owe anybody anything
just because
they decided to have sex and have a kid.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but for 18 years, while you're considered a non-adult, I mean, these people have taken care of you. They put a shelter, they put clothes on, they fed you. I mean, come on, there's got to be some sort of, you know, recompense where you say, you know what, I owe these people a little bit something. And
that's fine. I understand this is a common mindset.
Treat them with respect.
Well, right, and it all depends on who you're talking about here. I mean, if you're talking about somebody who did love you and take care of you and was good to you throughout their entire life, I'm not saying you should leave that person in the gutter, but if that same individual beat you, if you were being raised in a household where you were physically abused or starved or whatever, there's no obligation to that individual, and there's no obligation to the people that took good care of
and
you
those
either.
Individuals that beat people are the ones that are going to lay the guilt on you the heaviest. I raised you, daughter. Those are the people that are going to lay it on the thickest, because the good parents aren't as likely. They want their kids to go out and spread their wings and have a good life and be independent.
Well, you know, what's really good about that is because they condone that. And what you do is you go out and you spread your wings. And then when you fail after a divorce and you just have a life-changing experience, you're like, holy crap, what am I going to do? And you come back home and you say, hey, can you take me in for a while? Because my mind is totally gone because I thought this was the life. And they're like, yeah, come on back. Just chill, you know? And it's like, hey, thank God I have family.
Yep.
Great. And I'm not trying to take a dump on that. All I'm pointing out is that people have these preconceived notions that family is more valuable than the other people that are close in their life, and I don't think that's true.
Well, I think that family has some more value than the average person.
Depends
just
on who it is.
Just because they have more connection to you, so they're connected more so to you.
But you can be as connected with somebody else if you so choose to be.
You can be.
And those people can become your family if that's what you want to call them. I just think that there's a big mistake in thinking that just because you're related by blood to somebody that you owe them something or they owe you something. Nobody owes you anything unless you've explicitly agreed to owe them something, or unless there is some sort of an agreement.
Yes, and I'm not talking about servitude just because you feel you owe somebody. I absolutely agree with you. You're absolutely right. The thing is, it's like, you know, when you're being brought up, you can teach a person to fish and they will be fed for the rest of their life, or you can give them so on and so forth. But the point is that, I mean, these people care for you. They brought you up in a proper way. They brought you up.
Well, that's not, I'm glad you had a good family life, but that's not a true statement for everyone. And well, that's where we have to leave it. We got other people that want to talk about this, but I thank you for the call. They might have brought you up with a good life, Steve, but some people they might have inculcated with some really bad ideas. They might have taught them a very destructive religion that poisoned their mind. They might have, again, suffered physical, mental, or sexual abuse. So I'm glad you had a good family life and you feel like you owe them something for it, but there are a lot of people that had awful family lives and they feel that they owe their parents something. That's a big mistake. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and of course, antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today, you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us at FreeTalkLive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by learning how to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. Easy, simple ways, and many of them very low cost or totally free. Ways to get this show into more ears around the world, around the country, around your local area. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is having 12 different seminars going on over this summer in locations across the country, different dates, different places. You have to check, go to the website and check it out. Participation is free at them. Also, the IHS covers meals and housing. These seminars are for people who are, you know, new to the libertarian philosophy, to those who are passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st. libertarianseminars.com.
I want to continue with the calls in a moment. Just a few more thoughts on Harry Brown's book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. It's something I was referencing a few moments ago as we were having this conversation with Steve about family and whether or not people have some sort of obligation to their family for taking care of you. And there's more to the family trap than just that. And I just want to kind of outline what my understanding of Harry Brown's book was when he was talking about this. In his book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, which is great, and I probably owe it to myself to go and review it again because it's been a while since I've read it. But in his book, and I'm sure he communicates it much better than I will here, he points out that there are all these different traps that people get caught up in when they're interested in doing what's best for them. You know, if what's best for them is to find as much freedom as possible for themselves, because again, the book's all about how I found freedom in an unfree world, so dealing with the reality of the unfree world that we're in, being as free as possible mentally and physically, that's some of the things he talks about. If what you want is to be more free, and maybe you're considering moving to New Hampshire, and you're looking at New Hampshire, you're looking at the Free State Project as a serious option in your life, but something that's holding you back is this mindset that you owe something to your family. Let's say you had a great family, like it sounded like Steve did. It sounded like they took real good care of him.
I sure do.
And that, yeah, you love your mom. I mean, mm-hmm. You and her are real close.
and I like my dad. I'm not a huge fan of my mom these days, but, you know, I loved her when I was growing up as a kid, I didn't know much about her.
She doesn't agree with you on issues. That's right. The reason you're upset with her.
But let's presume we're talking about somebody who has a really great relationship with their family. If what they really want is to be free, and they realize that they can't have that freedom that they're looking for where they're at, if being with family stops them from going and pursuing their dream of being free, then that's kind of tragic if that's not what they really wanted. If what they want is to be free, and they don't choose that because they feel some sort of sense of obligation to family, and this is programmed into us in our society. It's all across the media. It's all in the popular culture, this idea that you owe something to your family and that it's somehow beneficial to be close by to them. In many cases, it may be true. But if your priority is to be free and you're restricting your freedom because you have some sort of preconceived notion about what you owe to your family, in my opinion, you've made a bad choice for yourself. So you can choose to still love your family from a distance. A lot of people do it when those job offers come along, like we were talking about before. If it's a $100,000 right. job, see, then all of a sudden family's not that important right. anymore,
that's,
right?
That's the hypocrisy of it all, is you say that freedom's, and you know, people say that freedom's important, however, they're going to pick up and leave their family if that $100,000 a year job comes along. So, you know, let's put it all into perspective here, shall we?
Exactly. So what Harry Brown is saying in his book, or it's been a while since I've read it, but what my understanding was of what he was saying is you have to be willing to cut the strings. There are certain things that you have to just be able to let go of to some extent in order to embrace the freedom that you're looking for. And in many cases, it can be things, too. In many cases, sometimes you have to get rid of a bunch of possessions that you might have in order to be more free.
I sold my 76 Eldorado convertible. It just because wasn't going to make the trip.
Or for many people, it's a house. I mean, some people, if they've been living in the same place for a long time, a lot of people are pretty attached to the place where they live if they've been there for years or decades.
It's comfortable.
It's easy. Yeah, it's your place, but if you want something different than what there is to offer where you're living, you can't do it from that house. So
I loved my old house down in Florida. It was beautiful. I put a lot,
of money into it.
And I put a lot of, you know, I spent a lot of time on the front yard making it look very pretty, and I was very proud of that house. But I had to understand
it was the first house you ever owned.
Yeah, I had to get the. You know, it would have been best for me if I just moved up here to New Hampshire, I think, initially. But then again, I would have met Julia most likely, so it's probably good I stayed down there. Anyway. If I wanted to be free, I had to let go of my attachment to that place. I mean, I liked the house so much that I wanted to keep it and rent it out long distance. And I could have done that, but man, that's a really crappy deal. I'd like to tell you, renting long distance is a really bad idea. And I realized that what I need to do is cut the strings, and I need to just let it go. I can have another house later on in life. I can spend a lot of money on another house some other time. It's fine. It's just a thing, and it can be replaced. Now you're going to say, well, a family, they can't be replaced. I'm not saying abandon them. If you love your family, you can still love them from a different place, as many people will when they go and get a job. They can still come home for Christmas. They can still call mom every week if that's what's important to them. They can still continue to develop those bonds and those relationships. But if it just depends on your priorities. And so don't let this societal programming get in the way, or whatever's comfortable, get in the way of whatever it is that you really want. I hope I've explained myself. Check out Harry's book. It does a much better job. How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. Unfree World. We continue with Jim in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim.
Hi. I got two questions for you guys.
Yes, sir.
To go back to the whole family thing real quick, I missed part of it. And I was curious about, on the flip side, as I'm having a child, and I know Mark has a kid.
Yep.
How does the attachment to your family, I can't just pack up and move and leave the kid. It's my job to raise a child.
Yes, that's true. You've entered an implicit agreement.
Okay, I was just making sure that I didn't miss something on that.
No, I didn't mean to say that you should abandon any agreements you've made. Like, if you've agreed to, with Grandma to take care of her until she dies, and then you all of a sudden kick her to the curb and move to New Hampshire, I don't know if that's a good idea. I was talking about as far as your family, if you don't have any agreements with them as far as one taking care of another, if you're just living your life and you feel attached to your family, that's a time where you're going to want to take a look at cutting those ties so you can move and achieve whatever it is you're looking for, whether it's getting another job or whether it's going and being around a bunch of activists or, you know, whatever the reason is you want to do it. Don't let some sort of preconceived notion about what you should be doing, what is societally acceptable to do, get in your way. So, no, I'm not suggesting you take your kid and throw him in a dumpster and move to New Hampshire. Not at all. Hopefully you can convince your loving wife to come with you and bring your children. You can all come here together.
Okay, we're all on the same page on that one. But I had one other issue. One of the callers earlier was from Wisconsin, and he was talking about how, you know, we need to have a movement here too, and not everybody has the ability to move to New Hampshire right now.
That's
true.
Maybe
years down the road,
yep,
to be able to do. But what about the people that are still out here trying to do something? Is there any support for us, or...
Sure there is. He mentioned that there's the Campaign for Liberty, there's the Ron Paul meetup groups, there's the Libertarian Party. You guys can get out, you can get together and try to do something.
I mean, there's not too much people in New Hampshire can do to support Wisconsin activism. Then again, there's not too much you can do from Wisconsin to support activism in New Hampshire.
Right.
So you are
getting money.
Yeah, I mean, you can send money, or I'm sure if there was a news story about, you know, some kind of awful law being passed or police abuse in Wisconsin, you know, if I were to see that, I would, on Free Minds TV, we report on stuff from not just the United States, even. We report on laws and things like that from other countries. So, yeah, I mean, there's something we can do to support, but not that much.
There's enough to support here in New Hampshire to keep us all pretty busy, so it's very unlikely that a lot of support is going to be flowing out from New Hampshire to other activist movements around the country unless you're doing something really exciting. If what you're doing is just running another candidate, then you're going to have a tough time getting support from anywhere outside of your local area.
Well, I'm not big into supporting. I haven't seen really any candidates as of late that I would have voted for, with the exception of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just curious about that because you guys made it sound like if you're not in New Hampshire, it doesn't really matter what you're doing.
It's really kind of irrelevant to me because I am here in New Hampshire and this is where all the action is. But as I've said, you know, if you're doing something exciting, if there's something newsworthy going on, Nick says he'll talk about it on his show. We've talked about people that have done civil disobedience in other states here on this show. And if there's something exciting and worthwhile going on, you'll get coverage and people will talk about it. There's just not much going on that I've seen. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Yeah, get something going. Get something stirred up. We'll support you.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.